Sometimes placements just don't work out, and that's fine. A disruption meeting will be called when a placement is close to breaking down or has ended abruptly. This will normally happen prior to a stability meeting, but can be escalated straight to a disruption meeting depending on the placement's warning procedures or the circumstance of the issue. This meeting does not mean the placement is ending, as intent to serve notice does not always follow. Many placements end prematurely. This should not be seen as a sign of failure, although it often comes with pain, guilt, and the feeling of failure. But we should not see it as your fault. The match between the child and carers may not have been right. Table of contents. 1. What is a disruption meeting? 2. Who can attend? What is a disruption meeting? A disruption meeting should focus on the needs of the child and help the child and carers to move on while also informing future planning, particularly with a view to securing permanency for the child by preventing any future breakdowns. We must convene a disruption meeting for a child whose long-term fostering home or residential home ends abruptly or unplanned. A disruption can also happen when children's social services feel the placement is no longer meeting the child's needs, or you decide that you can no longer care for a child, or the child decides they do not want to stay in the placement. Who can attend? Carers: the child, your supervising social worker and their manager, the child's social worker and their manager, the proposed carer, independent reviewing officer, IRO. Any other relevant people. Subscribe to our newsletter. Join our mailing list to receive the latest news and updates from our team. Subscribe. You have successfully subscribed.